not really around through here.
Yeah.
The law had done settled them all.
What sort of things would get the community together when you were younger? What would y'all come together for? Do you have any?
Well, they used to have a picnic every, and a fire, of course. They'd have a picnic sometime through the summer, I can remember. And they'd have a fire every fall.
Did you ever have anything go together, you know, where they'd have playing, that sort of thing?
No.
Have people to play, you know, get folks to get together.
You mean like a musical or something? Play music?
Yeah, play music at a, you know, and have all the folks get out on the floor. And
No, they never did around here. There never was much for a musical, things like that.
No, I'm not talking about a play. I'm talking about folks getting out and, you know, doing a jig. Call that a dance?
Yeah, a dance. They used to all the time, but now that's kind of like the moonshine thing. That they used to go to this house tonight and over to yours tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I've always heard people talk about it, but now that's something I never did see. They'd come, you know, from somebody's house tonight and dance and over somebody else's tomorrow night, but they quit that long about the time I was...
They had a real wild one. That'd be a...
I don't know what they'd call them.
A breakdown?
Guess it'd be a
shindig
or a breakdown or something.
Yeah. How'd you meet your wife, can I ask? Well, she's from this area?
Yeah, she lives... she was raised up here by Vile Hill, went to school up here at Melbourne. I've known her here since we was going to school.
When a boy got to seeing a girl and that sort of thing, they'd say he was
sparking. Yeah.
And he'd call her his.
I guess just about the same old romance as goes on today. I guess about the way. And of course that I had.
Now, when you came in late and all your brothers looked at your collar of your shirt and saw lipstick all over it, they'd all say, "You've been
right where you smooching."
Right where you've been out smooching.
Shoot, I was 25-year-old when I married. I ain't been married long. That's an old bachelor.
Yeah. Well, you said you're in the Army. How long were you in the Army?
Well, I was actually in the National Guard. Had 6 months active duty and stayed in guards.
In here in Arkansas?
Yeah, down at Baseball. I don't know if I was in there 6 or 8 year active duty. You know, I'd drill 1 weekend a month.
Yeah. Well, shoot, you get the, you about would about got caught by Vietnam, wouldn't you? Greg had to go.
Yeah, Greg went, huh?
Yeah, he got.
No, I was,
got shot up, I
hear. Yeah, and they're about that, you know, I was in the guards about the time of the Cuban crisis and stuff, but they talked about calling a bunch of them out, and I don't know if they ever called any guard.
They would have had you down there shooting?
Well, yeah, they could have.
They might.
Yeah, I didn't have to go with. Oh, I didn't. I had some cattle and everything, and was in the logging business then before I went.